Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Eventually, after the market stalls, there's a really large fountain, shall we say. It's been quite obviously there was like a giant stalagmite here, and they have chipped away at it until there's kind of like roughly a bowl shape to it. And then there's like a, it looks a little bit like a standing, like a little bit like a standing lump, but you're pretty sure it's meant to be a kobold. Inside, there is a brackish, awful-looking water you would not want to touch, let alone drink. And standing here as well, you see on a, like on a little box, there's a very important-looking kobold. He's wearing a bathrobe, and he has a hat kind of like what it looks like the Pope wears. Both of these items are sized for a human, and so the hat he has to literally constantly hold, otherwise it will fall over his head. And the bathrobe, thankfully, because he's standing on the box, it only touches the floor a little bit. He seems to be giving orders to other kobolds. Sarah the Little brings you to this kobold and says, "That's Watcher. You're going to have to... You could kill him, but you could challenge him to be the Watcher." And then she points past this fountain where Watcher is, and you see a giant ledge, big enough for, you would say, a dragon to sit upon. Also, in front of this ledge, there's a strange metal scaffolding on the side of this little cliff face. The metal scaffolding looks mostly incomplete. You don't think there's any structural integrity to this whatsoever.
Right.
Sarah the Little has not been subtle about indicating where Watcher is, and Watcher has spotted. Sarah's like just doing big pointing gestures at Watcher while talking to him.
It's embarrassing.
And Watcher has, like, you can see his eyes are like narrowing in, and he's regarding you with suspicion.
Ooh, that's not good.
What would you like to do?
Surely one of the options was just ignore this man, right? I feel like an option was ignore this man as much as Sarah wanted the option to be kill this man.
Yeah, I mean, my instinct is I want to find Archibald.
Yeah.
But I am concerned we're going to have to go either around or through Watcher to do so.
Ooh, maybe follow my lead.
Okay.
I march up to Watcher.
Who are you in Kobold Place?
We are medical experts. We have been hired to check on Archibald from the estate of Archibald himself.
Archibald, not sick! You talk to Sarah!
Mm.
Oh, when about did I ever say he was sick? This is a routine checkup. Yeah, what do you know?
I know what doctor do. Don't talk to me like I'm stupid.
We?
What is the equivalent of a triage in this situation?
We're lying, and we're hoping that these lies work. Hold on. I think that.
You don't say that, all right, cool.
I didn't say that loud.
Yep, you are lying. Yes, you think that, and then you say.
We actually, Archibald actually reached out to us themselves. It wasn't Sarah. I have a feeling this is not going to go very well. I think the rest of that.
Archibald reach out to you, did he?
Yeah.
He strokes an imaginary beard and considers things for a moment. Then he tell you secret passphrase. Oh. The entire crowd does a little gasp. Watcher leans over and taps the side of his head where an ear would be on a human. Mm-hmm. Tell me the secret phrase.
Now, okay. How bad could things go is what I'm wondering.
There's a crowd of kobolds right now.
Now, what if I were to... So I have his ear, right? Mm.
Yeah.
My thoughts are...
Shoot him in the head.
Well, to gently insert a javelin into his ear and take his hat, because I feel like the outfit is what gets passed on.
You are extremely close.
I know. I didn't want to do this, but sometimes an opportunity. You gotta open the door.
Yeah, I don't know how much more lying we can do.
I would assume that he's actually bluffing and there's no secret password.
I'm not convinced at this point. Are we allowed to talk about this openly? Yeah.
Well, you really probably shouldn't be, no. you are, so I guess what can I do, right?
Okay. I'm quite dexterous, so I'm gonna quickly hand you my dagger.
Okay. I will, in one beautiful swift motion, take that dagger, stab him in the ear, and wear his hat.
All right. So Greg, you deftly slide, as pause for consideration steps in front of you, you just like gently put it into, like you press the dagger against pause for consideration's back in such a way that pause for consideration could very easily turn around, wrap their hand around the dagger, and then keep moving forward.
Oh, please.
It is one fluid movement from both of you. Pause for consideration, you take the step forward, and then Watcher's head is perfectly like a practice target in front of you. Perfectly situated, you are about to flip out the dagger when Sarah the Little pipes up. They challenge you, Watcher! They challenge you!
Sarah, you piece of shit!
No! I continue stabbing.
You swing the dagger at Watcher.
Sarah, for fuck's sake!
I'm going to kick Sarah at some point.
Sarah, if you hire a professional because you can't do the job... You don't get to dictate how the job gets done.
Watcher, unfortunately, was like triggered by Sarah calling out. And as you bring the dagger down, Watcher jumps backwards, moving from the box that he was on onto the fountain, like the lip of the fountain. Your dagger slams down into the box in front of him instead. And Watcher gestures with both hands, and the entire crowd is armed almost immediately.
I say to the intelligence option really loudly.
The crowd hesitates for a second. Many, many pointed weapons were about to plunge themselves into both, all three of your squishy, squishy bodies. But when you call out the intelligence option, all of them start whispering to each other. Oh, no, the intelligence open. Oh, no, no. Is that like books? Oh, no, no. Will there be reading involved? Oh, no, no, no. I can't read. How will we judge that? The crowd, like a little ripple goes through the crowd. One voice, there's like a, you know how sometimes everyone will be talking and you say something and there's something that you say is kind of like half embarrassing or half mean or something like that. And the crowd, like people will begin hearing what you're saying. And so they'll shut up and listen to you. And then suddenly a crowd gets very quiet as you finish saying a very mean thing.
Yes.
One kobold says, I think Watcher's an idiot. And idiot, 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 like echoes through the entire chamber. Watcher goes red in the face, if such a thing could happen to a kobold with scales. Watcher brings himself up, kind of like draws the bathrobe around him. All of you see that the bathrobe is monogrammed with DB. You don't know who DB is. But they draw the bathrobe up and say, Watcher is smartest kobold. Watcher will prove through trial. You challenge Watcher, you must beat Watcher's trials. Yes, you agree?
We accept.
You're very clever, opening move, dagger smart.
Well, it takes one to know one, doesn't it?
But you not clever like Watcher. Watcher so clever, Archibald say he Watcher. Will you be clever? Let's see.
Sassy.
First trial. You must climb big tree very fast. Ooh, ooh, that's quite smart. Ooh, very clever. Ooh, do you think they'll be reading?
Does he think we're fish? Is this that Einstein challenge?
Describing it as that Einstein challenge.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Like and subscribe. I'm about to do the Einstein challenge. I nominate Lena and Adam.
And then we're going to do neck noms after.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to climb this tree, prove I'm smarter than a fish, and then neck nominate Lena and Adam.
If three challenge Watcher, though, three must do challenge together.
Oh.
Watcher snaps his fingers, and several kobolds bring forth lengths of rope. You will do challenge together. Come, he says, and he begins leading a massive procession of kobolds. Sarah the Little gives you like a big thumbs up.
Thanks. Aww.
When we're Watcher, she will be banished.
All right. Do you proceed with the kobolds?
I proceed with the kobolds. And as they're walking along and they try and hand me a rope, I say, oh, heavens, no, I'm much too intelligent for rope.
You must hold rope. I can't read.
My mistake, my good sir. I hold the rope.
Yeah, I'm going to hold the rope too. Because we're going to eventually have to be tied together, right?
That is seeming like what's going to happen. Fire from up the back says, I'm really excited. I can't wait to climb a big tree. Maybe I'll see my home from up there.
You might. What a fun challenge we're all going to do together.
There is, outside of the gatehouse, a massive, stupefyingly large tree. It reaches maybe 100 feet high, quite tall. Looking up towards the top, Watcher, you can see by the time that you have arrived, Watcher is like standing up in the like tippy top branches of the tree, having already climbed himself to the top. He calls out. The crowd just gives big shrugs. No one can hear him. No one knows what's happening, but then some of the kobolds just start tying your hands together.
Okay.
Tying our hands together?
I have a question. Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
Do I need my hands to cast spells?
It depends on the spell.
Okay.
Even with your hands tied up, you can still make the vague gestures, so I would say that most spells would still be accessible.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And also, if Watcher were to fall from this tree...
Yeah. Yes.
That's like probably something that could kill them, right?
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty long fall.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
And that would be outsmarting him in his tree challenge.
Yes.
The kobold that Fire gave their hourglass to steps forth and, holding it aloft, says, "Time sand!" And everyone starts chanting, "Time sand, time sand, okay. Time sand, time sand." You are bound wrist to wrist to wrist to wrist, with fire in the between, fire being lifted aloft by the two of you. Standing at the tree, the kobold turns the hourglass over and your time begins. Do you just start climbing, or do you have anything else that you'd like to try first?
I glance over at Greg.
I'm going to cast Gust on on Watcher and okay. Just try and knock him out of the tree and kill him.
A massive gust of wind buffets the top of the tree. Watcher manages to clear. You damn see, it. For like a moment, it's very, very touch and go for a moment, but he like clings onto the tree really suddenly. The entire top of the tree sways back and forth in the wind, but Watcher is not shook loose.
Ah, damn. Sorry. That's going to make this harder.
You could keep trying. Or you are running out of time, though. I mean, like, not when I said running out of time, you still got most of your time left. But what I'm saying is you could keep trying if you want.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Just will cost you time.
I don't know. I'm in two minds because like I'd be happy to try and do this, but I also and like the element of surprise is gone. But I honestly feel like if it's how long can they hold on for?
While you're thinking about this, fire moves both. Do you resist as fire's trying to move her hands?
No.
Fire puts both of her hands on the tree trunk, both of her feet, and starts scrambling trying to get up the tree. She does it at a incredibly rapid rate. It's like a cartoon. Okay. Her arms and legs become just blurs of color. You begin climbing the tree.
Okay. Yeah.
We could always try and kill him from the top.
That's true. We just need like even just a that's true. All right. I'm quite dexterous, so I feel like I can keep up with fire. I feel like we can move quite quickly.
I'm literally sure. A cat, so I don't think I'm gonna have many issues.
Well, yeah, pause for consideration. You literally just are able to climb the tree. But Greg, every time you put a hand down, you hear fire is like muttering something to herself. And when you put one of your hands down, the bark of the tree kind of catches it and makes a natural handhold for you. Ah. And then anytime any of you passes a branch, the branch like scoops you up a little bit and pushes you along.
We love this, fire.
Fire.
We love this. From you, mate.
I like to move fast, she says.
Okay.
You begin scaling the tree at a rapid rate. Would you like to keep trying to cast Gust? It will slow you down.
I reckon we've got time. Shall I try one more time?
Give it another go, I reckon.
Okay.
And while Greg's casting that, because I'm on the end and I've got one free hand, can I try and like cut the rope with that dagger that I was trying to stab with?
You can free yourself easily.
Cool.
You're now separate to Fire and Greg.
Okay. Can I pass the dagger along to Fire?
Fire doesn't seem to understand why she would want the dagger. Mm-hmm. She seems really committed to this tied together bit. You do not know why.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
But you could pass it to Greg if you wanted to.
Yeah, is Greg not if Grek's not busy, 100%. Give Grek.
Oh, no, Grek, sorry, you are casting the spell. Mm. The tree once again sways from side to side, and this time the tree, like, hits another quite tall tree.
Hit.
And Watcher is shook loose and then begins plummeting down the side of the tree. He passes you, as he passes, his robe billows out around him. And you see from beneath the robe two wings unfurl.
That's annoying.
And like a winged lizard, he begins to glide his way down.
Oh, well, in that case, because I couldn't hand my dagger over to Grek, can I try and slash his wings?
That would be a very open, hostile act. If you don't kill him, you're about to start a fight. Do you still want to do that?
All I want to do is slash the wings so that he falls to his death. What do you mean that's hostile?
It's a direct attack.
You can do it, but if you don't succeed in killing him, he's absolutely going to know, and you're probably going to have to fight a lot of kobolds when you climb down.
Oh, fine then. No, they're all dinguses. I don't think it'll go well for us.
You reach the top of the tree with fire as help, and at the top of the tree, you hear like a dull rumbling sound. Looking down, you can see all the kobolds are cheering so loudly, but so far away. All you can hear is like a rumbling wind sort of noise.
Mm. Mm. Maybe they hate the Watcher dude.
I don't like him. He's mean.
Yeah, Sarah. Are you happy?
Sarah the Little and Fire.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, well, at least we passed that.
Do we just come back down now?
I think we need to work out, are we planning on killing Watcher or beating his trials? Because we're doing two things at once.
It would probably be good if we clarified it, but...
I think the best course of action would be to beat his trials, but if the opportunity arises to make his death look like an accident,
I agree.
We would be fools not to pursue.
Yes, I agree. Any non, like, obvious ploys at killing them would be...
Primo,
yeah. I'm bummed the gust didn't work, if I'm honest with you.
It was a very good idea.
Mm. It's a pity. I don't think it was strong enough.
It sounds like we got up here in time. Shall we climb back down?
Sure.
Excellent idea, Fire.
All right. Fire begins kind of like shaking the top of the tree, and you notice when she shakes it, it goes in one direction, but it doesn't really come back much in the other direction. Eventually, Fire works the tree at such an angle that there is a natural slide down to the bottom.
That's cute.
Aw. Fire rules.
Yeah, Fire's rad. I was really nearly apprehensive about Fire coming, but they've been great. They've been really great.
Now, fair enough. It sounds scary. Like, hey, this is a literal ball of fire. It is a person and they're trying to go somewhere else.
And they just turned up.
But, yep.
Yeah, here we go.
You slide down the tree to reach the bottom. When you get there, the crowd is like cheering and celebrating. They seem quite happy. Drinks are being passed around. You are offered each a flagon of ale.
Cool.
Would you take it?
I accept.
Yeah, I accept.
All right.
Thanks.
You both drink a flagon of ale, and then Watcher quiets the crowd. You know fair to have three, actually, I decided now. You easier work together, so only one may do a Watcher trial, and that was the little flame one's trial. She did all the hard work. And then I saw something in your eyes pause as I came down and I didn't like it. So you do next trial.
Okay.
I really don't think it's kind of you to disrespect my eyes in such a way, but I will show you that I can be the apple of yours.
Next Watcher trial is carry heavy rock down cliff.
Ooh.
Too easy. Mm. Do I then have to push it back up again?
If you get it down, that enough. Oh, no, yeah, take it back up, Watcher says.
No, I was making a joke. You don't let me do that. Sisyphus, we must conclude, is happy. No. Don't.
The entire procession once again moves to I wouldn't call it a cliff, but it is like a really steep slope, incredibly steep. A boulder the size, I would say, of like a motorbike is rolled out by several kobolds. You pick up Boulder, you carry it down, and then you bring it back up, says Watcher.
Okay.
Well, this is a mark of intelligence.
I believe in you, says Fire.
Thank you, Fire. This is a challenge of intelligence, is it not?
Watcher nods. I assume you were addressing him.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
You use your head, he says. The crowd, this is a very clever task. I don't know how to do it. If she knows, she must be smart.
Okay, can a rock take psychic damage?
I think that's the only thing it's immune to.
No!
I've got a question.
Yeah?
The hill that they're going up and down?
Yeah.
Is that like grass, maybe a bit of potentially a bit watery?
I would say, yeah, there's like a river nearby to here because that's why the kobolds are here. They take from the river. So there would be a wet-ish area and there would be a bit of grass, yeah.
Okay. So like, you know, it could be a bit slippery if it was icy.
It would be very slippery if it was icy, yes.
It may be hard to finish the challenge if they were trying to go up with a boulder and someone...
It would be very easy going down, very hard coming back up.
So, you know, at an opportune time. But are they doing it at the same time?
He's not doing it.
He's not doing it. He has to do it. damn. Okay, never mind.
I thought you were trying to figure out a way to kill me. I'm like,
No. I was trying to figure out how to make it hard for them, but I didn't. It's annoying that they don't have to do it. Okay.
It is annoying. Let's have a look. Does a rock have a charisma that they need to save against?
I would say no.
Okay, can I detect magic in this rock? Anything special or good about this rock?
You've cast detect magic upon the rock. Mm-hmm. Everyone, because you've started like saying words, doing magical things. Everyone's kind of like very impressed by this. Watcher gives like a big humph and crosses his arms, but says nothing.
I've got it. So how watched am I in this? Is everyone's focus on... Pause.
Especially while she's casting a spell, everyone's looking at Pause.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what Pause does.
Pause, you detect no magical presences upon the rock, although this entire area has like a faint magical presence to it, which you might associate with a dragon's lair being so close.
All right. If I were to cast Hunter's Mark on this rock, which increases the damage to... something with a melee weapon.
Yeah.
What I would like to do is cast Hunter's Mark and then whip out my war pick and smash the rock into bits and then just start running each like armfuls of stones up and down.
That works. You break the rock up. When you do that, everyone, is she allowed to do that? I don't know. I've never done the trial before for Watcher. Maybe this is being very clever. I think it's very clever. You run the rocks up and down the hill in pieces. It works.
Awesome.
Watcher, when the last piece is brought back up, the entire crowd cheers as if they weren't 100% sure that you were going to be able to do it. And you can see, once again, Watch is getting like redder and redder and redder until finally, when you bring the last rocks up and everyone's cheering, Watcher cries out, "Enough, enough, enough, enough! Now you," he says, pointing at you, Greg, "now you must do last trial. Last trial, hardest of all trials."
Oh, well, that seems unfair.
"You must steal from a human and get away."
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Go on then.
Where's the human?
Grendale nearby.
Oh, so I got to go and come back.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Fine. Seems like it's going to take ages. Wouldn't you rather me do something else?
He thinks about it. He thinks about it and he says, okay.
Of course, he's a genius. He's going to listen to logic.
You solve three riddles.
Oh, shit. That's hard. Oh, I could have just done invisibility.
You really?
I just was lazy.
Yeah, invisibility would have been really helpful. It could have been so easy.
It could have been so easy. Okay, fine. Riddles, let's do it.
What must be broken before you can use it?
Chopsticks.
No.
But she's not wrong.
Exactly, I'm not wrong.
Ooh. Ooh. All right then, all right, all right. That counts.
Yes.
What was your answer?
Yeah.
Egg.
But a chicken uses an egg by sitting on it without a single crack in the shell.
That's right. Define use.
Chickens don't use eggs. Kobolds use eggs.
Okay.
Chicken make eggs. What begins with tea, finishes with tea, and has tea in it? Ooh.
Teapot.
You get lucky.
Or I'm a genius. It's really feeling like I'm a genius.
This time Watcher like thinks long and hard. He's like pondering to himself. He strokes that imaginary beard. And then finally his eyes fix on pause for consideration. And he gets like a wicked grin on his face. He turns and says, "What cat loves to swim?"
Catfish.
Ooh! Oh! Ooh! Everyone cheers in the crowd.
Yes! I never get stuff like that right.
Watcher is so incredibly red. Steam seems to be coming out of his ears. The crowd lifts all three of you aloft, and you are carried back to the cave. Watcha, 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 watcha. While this is happening, we'll say pause for consideration. A kobold had... Watcher presumably no longer has his clothes because one kobold puts the hat on your head, pause for consideration.
Ooh,
another kobold
good.
Dresses you in the bathrobe, Greg. And then a final third kobold hands a bloody paw to Fire.
Brutal.
Which you have not seen until this point.
Oh, God.
Thank you, says Fire.
She putting that with her teeth?
She puts it in her backpack. Sure. Oh, no, actually, it's on a chain. She wears it around her neck.
All right. Gross.
I think I love her.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.